Welcome to a very special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV-FM, Magic 104.5 FM and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are you doing, Gino?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much.
Has been helping me produce the drive times. And I'd like to thank our sponsors of our drive times, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants, and Settlers Green. Thank them very much for helping us do have a sponsorship and do these drive times. And at this time, tonight we're talking about the Town of Conway elections. And at this point, I'd like to bring in our very special guest, Deborah Farver from Conway. She's actually the Town of Conway moderator. How are you doing, Deborah?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. So basically today we're trying to talk about the Conway election coming up, which is going to be held Tuesday, May 12th, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And what we're trying to do, or what we're talking about today, is absentee ballot voting and absentee application pickup. So now, is the town, obviously, with the coronavirus and the social distancing still going on, is the town and yourself hoping that people will vote absentee, or just the people at high risk, or just giving people an option?
Well, the state of New Hampshire has liberalized the process of absentee voting, and they're the ones who have allowed us to make that available to all voters. So any voter who has any kind of concerns about COVID-19 can check the box on the form, the application for the absentee ballots, and receive a ballot and fill it out at home and mail it back to the town. And yes, absolutely, we're hoping that a lot of people will take advantage of this process, because even though May 12th is a little ways out still, we just don't know what this virus is all about here in the Valley. And I think, in fairness to the poll workers who need to be there, it would be wonderful if people would really own this absentee process and give it a try this time.
Okay, so let's talk for a second about, if you're not going to go through the absentee ballot process, let's say you want to be there, you want to show up and vote, how is that process going to work?
Well, we're not exactly sure. We've got two options. We had originally planned to have this election at the Center Conway Fire Station. That, of course, is closed to the public right now, and we want to respect their space. So we've shifted back out into the backyard of the fire station, to the Conway Town Garage. And the thought there is that it's a great big building. It's got six bays that open, and you could actually drive right through the building and potentially do a drive-through vote so the voters don't have to get out of their cars. There are some attractive options there. There's some less attractive parts of that, in that, you know, what would the exhaust fumes be like for the poll workers? What would managing the absentee ballots be like if there's a breeze in there? The other possibility with the town garage is to set it up in the traditional polling manner, but because it's such a big space, we'd be able to socially distance people, or we would try. But either way, these are complicated ways to try to run an election. We just can't run the election the way we always have. So that's why we're really hoping that people will take advantage of the absentee process.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so you basically have the two options, but you are looking to have people get the absentee application. So in order to do that, where do people get that absentee application?
Well, right now we have the applications in all the post offices in town, Center Conway, Conway, North Conway, and Kearsage or Intervale. And we also have the applications at Hannaford, at Shaw's, and in a box right outside the Conway Daily Sun office, next to the box where you can pick up your copy of the Sun.
And you also have them online, correct?
Oh, yes, that's the best place. www.conwaynh.org. You can find sample ballots there. You can't use the sample ballot to actually vote, but you can review the ballots there. You can also see the town report there. You can click on the link for the absentee ballot application and print it out, and the instructions are right on the application.
And so at that point, you're going to get the application for an absentee ballot then one will be sent to you for you to send back in the real ballot.
Right, right. So that was part of the reason we had further postponed the election out to May 12th. It can take a little time to mail these things back and forth. So we're hoping people jump on the application process this week and fill out their ballots next week, and then we're good to go for May 12th.
Okay, so basically the easiest way is conwayNH.org, the town website. And again, if you don't have a computer or you are looking to pick one up, you can go around town again to the post offices, Hannaford, Shaw's, what were the other locations?
The Conway Daily Sun.
And the Conway Daily Sun. Okay, so those are places where you can get that application. And I printed out a copy of the application to take a look at it and see go over really what's changed about the application. Can you explain that?
Sure. So the first section of the application, you would check off whether you're already a registered voter or if you need to register, because you can register through the mail as well. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Section 2 is where the new change is. You have to check off why you want an absentee ballot. And it always used to be that you could only have one if you were going to be out of town on election day, or if you had some religious conflict, or if you had a disability and could not get to the polls, or if you couldn't get to the polls because of your work. And now the Secretary of State has decided that those second two, third and fourth two categories can be interpreted to include COVID-19 avoidance. So you could, even if you don't consider yourself a disabled person, if you are concerned about COVID-19, that's a reason to check the disabled box. And the form now says COVID-19 avoidance right on it, so I think people will understand that they can check that box. Also, if for any reason you're staying home taking care of children or older parents, or you're trying to minimize your own exposure to the outside world so that you don't give the virus to your older parents or other people, you can also check the box that you can't be at the polls because of employment.
Okay, so there are basically two boxes there. And, yeah, one of them does say, I am unable to vote in person due to a disability. And then in parentheses, in big bold letters, it said, includes COVID-19 avoidance. So it could be a little confusing when I read it. I think, well, I don't have a disability, but I can still check that box because it's for COVID-19 avoidance, correct?
That's right.
Okay, great. And I think that's something. And then again, the next box says, I cannot appear at the time during polling hours at my polling place because of an employment obligation. For those purposes of this application, the term employment shall include the care of a child and infirm adults. And then it says again in bold parenthesized section, including COVID-19 avoidance with or without compensation. So either one of those two boxes, 3 or 4, will be acceptable to get you that absentee ballot.
That's correct.
Okay, great. So what does the voting process look like sending in the absentee ballots? When are they due?
The absentee ballots need to get back to the town clerk by 5 o'clock on Monday, May 11th. That's the day before the actual polling date, the election date. It's possible, the law has always been that a delivery agent, who would be the voter's spouse or parent or adult child, could deliver that ballot to the actual polls on the day of the election before 5 p.m. But again, what we are really hoping people will do is go through this process with the mail, so that we are not having people show up on election day dropping off ballots.